Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As I mentioned last week, these two radio programs are probably the most difficult that I've done, simply because words cannot adequately express the wonder of what has taken place during the 22nd anniversary of Harmonic Convergence this past August. Since the beginning of this year, the beings of light in the realms of truth have been saying that 2009 is a turning point. They said it will be the year that is referred to throughout the ages as the cosmic moment when the collective masses of humanity changed our course of direction and reclaimed our divine birthright as sons and daughters of God. Even though lightworkers around the world heard those words, I don't believe anyone really grasped the magnitude of just what they meant. This is so important and so complex that I've shared it with you in two parts. I shared the first part last week, and today I'm going to share the second part. As you listen to the celestial message and the guidance that I'll be sharing with you today, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Ask your I Am presence, your true God self, for guidance, and you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is true for you and if it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan. During this hour, as you know, we work in the eternal moment of now, so feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. Breathe in deeply and exhale, and feel the heart flame expanding and expanding. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is now flowing through you, forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of love spans the abyss from the densest frequencies of human miscreation to the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is what we call the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth in all her life will ascend on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth and all life evolving upon her. Breathe in deeply now and feel yourself being in the moment, but fully open and receptive to the highest level of truth being revealed to you by your I Am presence. What I'm going to be sharing with you now is known through your I Am presence, and it's recorded in the deepest recesses of your heart. This is not something new that you're learning through this information in this radio program. This is something that you have personally experienced, and through the presence of God pulsating in your heart, it is now being brought to you on a conscious level. Ask your I Am presence to help you remember this glorious event, and allow the flame of truth within your heart to reveal to you the miracle that has transpired. Numerically, 2009 is an 11 year. 11 is the master number that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine. This year has involved the greatest influx of light that humanity has been able to experience since we first fell from grace eons ago. In February of this year, during the sun cycle of Aquarius, we experienced the specific celestial events that we have been told for a very long time would herald our official entrance into the age of Aquarius. Spiritual astrologers confirmed that this specific alignment did not occur for 1,000 years before or 1,000 years after the alignment that took place in Aquarius this February 2009. This event opened a portal that allowed the greatest influx of the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame that humanity has ever been able to receive. The seventh angel, is now sounding his cosmic tones throughout the universe, and the mystery of God is being fulfilled. During the summer of 2009, many events took place to pave the way for the miracles that were destined to occur in August. During the solstice, June 21st, 2009, our central sun, which is our spiritual sun, our physical sun, and the entire solar system that we belong to, experienced a quantum shift. This shift resulted in raising the energy, vibration, and consciousness of every particle and subatomic particle and wave of life evolving within this system. This increased frequency of fifth-dimensional solar light activated a pre-encoded memory within all of humanity's RNA and DNA structures. These newly activated codes reflect the full potential of the divine masculine and the divine feminine within every human being. This is the potential that was encoded within us by our Father, Mother, God when we were first breathed forth from the core of creation eons ago. Now on July 7th, we experienced a full moon lunar eclipse. This was the first in a series of three eclipses, and spiritual astrologers acknowledged that the effects of these eclipses would be profound and life-changing for both humanity and all life evolving on planet Earth. The planetary alignments associated with the July 7th eclipse empowered the manifestation of the divine masculine and greatly enhanced the masculine momentum of divine love. This is an aspect of the divine masculine that has been suppressed and oppressed for a very long time. On July 22nd, there was a very powerful new moon solar eclipse. This was also the day that is celebrated in the outer world as Mary Magdalene's feast day. Now, Mary Magdalene represents the love nature of Christ consciousness, and she has held the sacred space for the return and balance of the divine feminine within all humanity for millennia. On that day, the newly empowered divine masculine and divine feminine within every man, woman, and child on earth were raised into the highest frequencies of fifth-dimensional solar light that we were able to endure. This was the initial impulse of the transfiguration of the masses of humanity from fourth-dimensional carbon-based human beings into fifth-dimensional, crystalline-based solar light beings. With the fulfillment of that activity of light, humanity's creative faculties of thought and feeling were greatly enhanced. This critical event occurred in perfect synchronicity for the next phase of the divine plan, which involved a global activity of light that was called Fire the Grid. This was a moment in time involving a particular celestial alignment again, during which hundreds of thousands of people all over the world joined together in consciousness for 1 hour to empower the patterns of perfection for the new earth in whatever way our I Am presence guided us to do. Now on the 6th of August, we experienced the final full moon lunar eclipse in this series. This eclipse intensified all of the incredible activities of light that have taken place around the world since the initial impulse of 2009, and it paved the way for the monumental influx of light that was to take place during the 22nd anniversary of harmonic convergence. 22 is the master number that reflects power on all planes and the ability to change the course of history. The multidimensional, multifaceted aspects of the unfolding divine plan were all in place, and humanity and the company of heaven were standing in readiness, awaiting the events that would change our lives forever. On August 15th, the day that is dedicated to Mother Mary and her Assumption into the Light, the opening ceremonies of the 23rd Annual World Congress on Illumination commenced. This event was held in Tucson, Arizona, within the portal of the most powerful force field of healing that is available on the planet. This is the portal through which the emerald green and violet flames, known as the flames of healing through the power of infinite transmutation, are projected from the very core of creation into the very heart of Mother Earth. With approximately 700 people physically present at these opening ceremonies and hundreds of thousands joining with us in consciousness from around the world, humanity was invested with the gift of love from our Mother God. During these divine ceremonies, our Mother God, the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity, and all of the other aspects of the divine feminine, projected their luminous presence into the atmosphere of Earth. Our Mother God's cohesive power of divine love filled our chalice of light, which lightworkers around the world had created through the unification of our heart flames. This chalice of light is a pulsating crystalline lotus blossom that now envelops the entire planet Earth and cradles the Earth and all her life in its embrace. As the cohesive power of divine love from our Mother God and all of the feminine aspects of deity throughout the universe filled our chalice, the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child took command of our four lower bodies. Through this aspect of our own divinity, every person was raised into a profound awakening of supreme love consciousness. This activity of divine intervention lifted every person on earth into a higher octave of divine service. Every soul in that moment, through their I Am presence, was invested with a cosmic force field of divine love, which initiated that soul into a higher order of service to the light. This completed the lessons of the first initiation, which we had each been learning in our finer bodies during the past 12-month cycle when we slept at night. As I mentioned last week, there's no such thing as the soul being unconscious, and this was a very rare cosmic dispensation by our Father Mother God that allowed the temple of the first initiation in the heavenly realms to be open to humanity for 12 months and for our I Am presence to take us into this temple so that we would learn the first initiation, which is the first step into Christ consciousness. This is the initiation into the oneness and reverence for all life. On this sacred and holy day, August 15th, 2009, this was graduation day for every man, woman, and child. It was the God-victorious accomplishment of our initiation into oneness and reverence for all life. Everything that we learned about oneness and the reverence for life is now recorded in our etheric bodies, and this sacred knowledge will surface into our conscious minds and our experiences as we integrate these truths into the physical plane of Earth. Sometimes when you try to grasp the magnitude of these events, I know that we become overwhelmed with what we perceive to be the reality of the physical plane. We look at all of humanity's flawed behavior patterns and our human frailties, and it seems impossible that these wondrous things could be happening and taking place for every single person. So for clarity, I would like to briefly reiterate what the Company of Heaven has revealed to us time and time again. We are all multidimensional beings, and our various levels of consciousness exist in many frequencies of light at the same time. The Company of Heaven has said that out of all of the dimensions that we abide in, the physical plane is the least real, and it is also the very last dimension to reflect the changes that we are co-creating. No matter how oblivious a person may be of his or her own divinity, every person is a beloved child of God, which means that all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. We are one. We are interconnected, interdependent, and interrelated. What affects one of us affects all of us. The universal law is, as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. Now, in addition to these truths, there has been a massive awakening since harmonic convergence in 1987, and we have reached a critical mass of lightworkers on this planet. This has created an upward rush of energy, vibration, and consciousness involving every particle of life on Earth. This increase in our vibratory rate has allowed the I Am Presence, the true God reality, of every person to intervene in his or her life in ways that we have not experienced since our fall from grace, which took place millions of years ago. The divine intervention by every person's I Am Presence is creating an unstoppable shift, which is accelerating our ascension process into the fifth dimension. This process involves every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life evolving on this planet, which of course includes every man, woman, and child. Everything that is manifesting on Earth is the result of humanity's thoughts, words, feelings, and actions. All of these things were first created in the realms of cause. Then, as humanity focused our attention on these thought forms and these feelings, we magnetized these patterns into the physical plane, which is the world of effects. The miraculous events that I am sharing with you now have been God victoriously accomplished in the realms of cause. Now it is our responsibility to magnetize the results of these miracles into the physical plane. The good news is that once something has been successfully accomplished in the realms of cause, nothing can prevent it from manifesting on Earth in the world of effects. The only variable is how long that will take, which is strictly up to you and me and every other evolving soul. The speed with which we begin to tangibly experience the patterns of perfection for the new Earth and the shifts of consciousness that have resulted in humanity's transformation into Christ consciousness will depend on how dedicated we are in focusing on those patterns of perfection and the glorious acts of divine intervention that have been accomplished now by our I Am Presence. So now, let me continue. Interestingly, a few years ago, Drunvalo Melchizedek shared with humanity a prophecy that had been revealed to him by the New Zealand Waitaha elders. This prophecy predicted that there would come a pivotal moment in history that would change humanity's course of direction. It said that moment would occur on August 15, 2009. The prophecy actually states that the event may not be known publicly, but that it would be the beginning of a new human dream. The dream would be identical to the Mayan belief that the heavens will open and our brothers and sisters of the universe will reveal themselves. On August 16, 2009, humanity received another very powerful gift from the Silent Watcher for planet Earth. This powerful being of light is known as Immaculata. Silent Watchers are magnificent feminine beings who serve life under the direction of the Elohim, the builders of form. Their purpose is to hold the Immaculate Concept, which is the divine blueprint, for whatever facet of life they are asked to hold to assist. On this special day, Immaculata fulfilled the directives of the Elohim by stationing one of the Silent Watchers from her regal court in the aura of every human being evolving on Earth. These selfless servants of our Father Mother God have volunteered to remain in our auras and to hold the Immaculate Concept for our transfiguration from carbon-based human beings into the perfection of our crystalline-based solar light beings. They have agreed to hold this Immaculate Concept, this divine blueprint for us, until we are fully established and this process is complete, and we are solar light beings functioning in the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection. After the Silent Watchers had taken their strategic positions in every person's aura, humanity experienced a powerful healing at an atomic cellular level that was guided by the Silent Watchers to assist us in transforming our vehicles into the crystalline base perfection of our solar light bodies. This healing actually accelerated the transformation of humanity's carbon-based cells into the crystalline-based cells of the fifth-dimensional solar light body. This assisted each of us to move further up the spiral of evolution. This healing connected us closer to our I Am presence in energy, vibration, and consciousness. And our I Am presence was able to integrate more deeply into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, thus preparing us for the miracle that would take place the following day. Now, August 17th, 2009, was the 22nd anniversary of harmonic convergence. The monumental influx of light that had catapulted humanity forward in our awakening process in 1987 had been building in momentum for 22 years. Once again, 22 is the master number that reflects power on all planes and the ability to change the course of history. With the incredible shifts of vibration that have been God victoriously accomplished since the beginning of 2009, and the sacred gifts that had been bestowed upon humanity during the previous 2 days, every man, woman, and child was in a perfect position to be called into the upper room, which is a higher state of divine consciousness. In a divine ceremony of light, the I Am presence of every person evolving on Earth stepped into the fore and took full dominion of each one's earthly bodies. The gifts that had been given to humanity over the past 2 days had been assimilated. The healing was complete, and all was in readiness. Through the I Am presence, and within the elevated consciousness of the upper room, every person consecrated his or her life to the path of oneness and divine love, which they had learned about in the temple of the first initiation. Knowing this initiation, they understood that the path of oneness and divine love is the only way back to the heart of God. In that higher state of consciousness, every person opened his or her heart from the depths of their being, and they invoked the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the baptism by sacred fire from our Mother God. In that instance, the masses of humanity experience through their I Am presence the transformation that the disciples experienced on Pentecost. In the realms of cause, humanity's right brain hemispheres were brought into perfect balance with our left brain hemispheres. Our spiritual brain centers were activated, and our crown chakras were open to full breadth. In that miraculous instance, the masses of humanity reversed the adverse effects of our fall from grace. We reclaimed our divine birthright as sons and daughters of God. In the realms of cause, we are now experiencing Christ consciousness. We are the Christ grown to full stature. We are the only begotten sons and daughters of God. This has been our divine potential from the moment we were first breathed forth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. This is now what we are magnetizing into our earthly experience tangibly in the world of form. On August 18th, the lightworkers gathered at the World Congress on Illumination were still assimilating the wonder and awe of the previous day when we were blessed with another miracle. As the Christ within the masses of humanity began the initial impulse of projecting itself from the realms of cause into the heart and mind of each soul, our Father, Mother, God invested us with a gift of divine love beyond our comprehension. On the cosmic tones of their in-breath and out-breath, our godparents sent forth a clarion call, invoking their beloved Jesus to come forth from the great, great silence. With glory and splendor, beyond what I am able to communicate with words, beloved Jesus descended into the atmosphere of earth. In response to the unified heart call from the I Am presence of a newly baptized and Christed humanity, Jesus projected his luminous presence into the heart of Mother Earth. Then, in an explosion of light, he expanded his luminous presence until the earth and all life evolving upon her were cradled within the flame of divinity in his sacred heart. Now that the masses of humanity have, through our own endeavors and the divine intervention of our I Am presence, reclaimed our full potential as sons and daughters of God, Jesus is able to assist us in integrating the Christ within. He cannot do this for us, but he has volunteered to hold the earth and all humanity within the sacred space of his heart flame until we become the Christ grown to full stature in the physical world of form. For each of us to be held within this sacred space is an incomparable act of divine grace. It is an expression of divine forgiveness beyond what we have earned in this present moment. Just for a moment, allow these energies to resonate in your heart flame as you absorb the magnitude of what has occurred for every evolving soul on this planet. On August 19th, we were asked by the Company of Heaven to join forces with them for the most intensified cleansing by the emerald green and violet flames of healing through the power of infinite transmutation that the earth and humanity were capable of enduring. Saint Germain is the incredible being of light who will guide humanity through the involutionary process of the Aquarian Age for the next 2,000-year cycle. On this day, he invoked Archangel Zadkiel, the angel of the violet flame, and the legions of emerald green and violet flames throughout the universe to come and assist the children of God with this activity of light. These magnificent angels traverse the planet north, south, east, and west as they assume their positions in every location on the planet. Beloved Jesus then breathes a breath of the Holy Spirit through his sacred heart and expanded it through the heart chakra of every person on earth. This opened our heart chakra to new breaths and accelerated the integration of our Christ presence. When the breath of the Holy Spirit expanded through our hearts, it pushed to the surface everything in both our individual lives and our collective lives that were blocking the integration of our solar light bodies, and the things that were preventing the manifestation of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. These are the things that truly reflect the Antichrist. The Antichrist is not an evil person. The Antichrist is anything that conflicts with the perfection of the divinity within us. The Antichrist is poverty. The Antichrist is disease. The Antichrist is war, greed, corruption, the abuse of power, and everything that conflicts with the immaculate concept of the Christ and the divinity within us. As these patterns of imperfection surfaced around the world, the legions of the emerald green and violet flames transmuted them with the power and might of 1,000 suns back into their original perfection. The Company of Heaven confirmed that this purging process, done through the invocation of the I Am presence of every evolving soul and the divinity of the Christ within, resulted in the most powerful, profound healing that the earth and humanity have ever experienced. This unprecedented clearing cleansed the way for the final activity of light in this facet of the unfolding divine plan, which would take place the next day. On August 20th, we experienced the closing ceremonies at the 23rd Annual World Congress on Illumination. The events that brought to conclusion the divine plan for this sacred and holy week. This activity of light resulted in the maximum acceleration that cosmic law would allow for the transfiguration of humanity's carbon-based earthly bodies into our crystalline-based solar-like bodies. This accelerated transfiguration also occurred within the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of beloved Mother Earth. In this divine ceremony of light, under the direction of the Company of Heaven, through the unified efforts of the I Am presence and the Christ within every heart flame, the first activity of light was that the Lords of Power and Protection from the great, great central sun were directed to descend into the atmosphere of Earth by our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. These majestic beings projected their luminous presence into all of the vulnerable areas in the body of Mother Earth, in order to prevent any cataclysmic backlash from this acceleration of crystalline light through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity and Mother Earth. These majestic beings entered all of the cracks, faults, fissures, and the tectonic plates in the body of Mother Earth. They also projected their luminous presence into all of the wounds that had been created in her body through mining, the drilling for oil, and nuclear testing. After the vulnerable areas within the body of Mother Earth were secured, the directors of the elements took their position at the cardinal points. The directors of the air element took their position at the cardinal point to the north. The directors of the water element to the east. The directors of the earth element to the south. And the directors of the fire element to the west. The directors of the ether element took their position within the sun of even pressure in the center of the earth. These beings of light then expanded the divinity of their hearts and enveloped all of the elemental beings, the divine intelligence associated with the air, water, fire, earth, and ether elements. These beings were enveloped in an invincible force field of protection. After this facet of the divine plan was secured, beloved Jesus called forth the newly reclaimed Christ presence within the heart flame of every man, woman, and child, and enveloped each one in an intensified force field of his protective love. This prepared us to safely withstand the influx of fifth dimensional crystalline light that was about to be infused into the carbon-based atomic and subatomic particles and waves of every facet of life on Earth. When all was in readiness, the influx of fifth-dimensional crystalline solar light began. This light from the heart of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is, flowed through the divinity pulsating in every person's heart and penetrated deep into the core of purity in every electron of precious life energy evolving on Earth. This influx of light and the resulting acceleration of energy, vibration, and consciousness moved the Earth and all her life a quantum leap up the spiral of evolution. Now we understand what the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth meant when they said that 2009 would be a turning point. Now we know why this year will be the year that is referred to throughout the ages as the cosmic moment when the masses of humanity changed our course of direction and reclaimed our divine birthright as beloved sons and daughters of God. With the victory of these events, it is now time for the next level of humanity's earthly experience. Humanity has reclaimed Christ consciousness in the realms of cause. And now we are responsible for expressing that aspect of our divinity in the world of form with every thought, word, feeling, and action we express. Let's all begin this process by recognizing the divinity in every person with whom we come in contact. Whatever we put our attention on, we empower. And regardless of how far someone may be from expressing the perfection of Christ consciousness, when we focus on the divinity within their heart flame and recognize that this is a beloved child of God, we expand that divinity within their heart flame, and it begins to surface into their conscious mind. When that occurs, when they act out of their old, obsolete behavior patterns they no longer feel appropriate, and they begin to sense that this is out of balance with how they should be actually responding. As the Christ takes dominion, they will see with new eyes and hear with new ears, and they will see new viable solutions in how to handle their everyday situations, and they will respond with a new level of consciousness that reflects the oneness of all life and the reverence for all life. Let's respond with divine love and reverence for all life to every person, place, condition, and thing that presents itself to us in this school of learning. Now, this does not mean condoning negative behavior patterns, but it means observing the situation through the eyes of Christ consciousness and finding the best, most viable solutions to the problem, how to handle it with harmony and balance, with the highest good for all concerned. After all, at any given moment, our life is merely a reflection. It is the result of our past words, thoughts, actions, and feelings. We are co-creating our reality in this physical plane. We are not the victims of circumstance. We are the creators of circumstance. So now, let's co-create through the consciousness of the Christ with reverence for all life, understanding our oneness, that what affects one part of life affects all life. Let's ask ourselves, moment by moment, with every interaction, with every experience, is the way I'm responding now adding to the light of the world or the shadows? At this moment, am I functioning through Christ consciousness or through the fragmented, fear-based consciousness of my lower human ego? And what about now? What about in this moment? And what about now? What about in this moment? Moment by moment and day by day, let's monitor the divinity within us and recognize the Christ. The salutation Namaste is a statement that expresses that exact truth. Namaste means the divinity within me acknowledges the divinity within you. The God in me bows to the God in you. And so it is. So now, taking this into the next level to help clear the way for the Christ consciousness of every human being to manifest physically, I would like for you to join with me in a guided visualization. The greatest block and resistance to the manifestation of the Christ is the blocks that we have in our right brain hemisphere. This occurred eons ago when, as I discussed last week, we closed our heart center and blocked the flow of the divine feminine. So now we have received a baptism of the Holy Spirit. In the realms of cause, our right brain was brought into perfect balance with our left brain hemisphere. Our spiritual brain centers have been activated, and we have awakened our crown chakra of enlightenment, moving into Christ consciousness. Now let's bring that healing into our physical right brain hemispheres. I'd like for you to join with me in this guided visualization, and together we will serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity as we draw this light through our right brains into the physical plane. I will state this in the first person so that we can each experience this personally and tangibly. But we are doing this simultaneously on behalf of all humanity. As I breathe in and exhale deeply, I am going within to the divinity of my heart. I am one with my I Am Presence and with the consciousness of the Christ, the only begotten Son and Daughter of God that is now awakening within me. Beloved Presence of God, I am. Through the divinity blazing in every heart, I invoke the legions of light associated with the emerald green and violet flames of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. This emerald green flame with the violet radiance is the most powerful frequency of healing available to me now through the crystalline light of the fifth dimension. It transcends everything less than purity and vibrant health, and is the force of healing for the new earth in this moment. Legions of light blaze forth now the most intensified activity of this healing flame that cosmic law will allow. Allow this healing light to enter my crown chakra and to expand in perfect balance through my right and left brain hemispheres. Within my right brain hemisphere, this light becomes a mighty laser beam, blazing through all the blocks, all of the resistance, any damage that has taken place in the circuitry of my right brain, the creative intuitive centers of my brain. It expands through the crystalline circuitry, reconnecting all of the synapses that were dormant after the fall of humanity. It removes and dissolves any blockages, any short circuits, anything that's preventing my right brain from receiving the full divine momentum of my Mother God. I feel all of the circuits reconnected to their full divine potential. I feel my right brain raised into the frequency at a cellular level of the fifth-dimensional crystalline solar light. The carbon-based cells of my right brain are being transformed in perfect alignment with my highest good. My right brain hemisphere is pulsating in its perfect crystalline vibration. Now this laser beam of light expands into my left brain hemisphere, and the identical activity of light takes place through my left brain hemisphere, raising it into the immaculate concept of the highest frequency of the masculine polarity of my Father God, the rational, logical mind, so that the divine power, will, authority, and love of the divine masculine will now be perfectly balanced with the adoration, reverence for life, and divine love of my Mother God that has been activated within my right brain. This laser beam of light removes all short circuits and all blocks of resistance to this light. Both my right and left brain hemispheres are brought into perfect balance at a cellular level. The carbon-based cells have been transformed into the initial impulse of the fifth-dimensional crystalline-based perfection of my fifth-dimensional mental solar-like body. This light is functioning through my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. The magnificent laser beam of emerald green and violet light is now passing back and forth through my right and left brain hemispheres in a beautiful reclining figure eight, the infinity symbol unifying in infinite consciousness the perfection of Christ consciousness and the full momentum of my I Am Presence. This activity is awakening my right and left brain hemispheres and the spiritual brain centers within these hemispheres of my brain. My pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands and the ganglionic centers in the base of my brain are being awakened and activated to full divine fifth-dimensional crystalline potential. This light awakens my crown chakra, and I am birthed into the full momentum of the crystalline-based consciousness of my Christ Self and my I Am Presence. This higher level of divine consciousness that was God victoriously accomplished in the realms of cause through the 22nd anniversary of harmonic convergence is now being securely anchored through my brain structures and the physical and atomic, subatomic particles and waves within the physical brain structures of every man, woman, and child through their I Am Presence, through their Christ grown to full stature, through the consciousness of I Am, and through the full momentum of divinity now secured in the physical world of form. Under the direction of each soul's I Am Presence, this light will now expand moment by moment, daily and hourly, with every breath I take and with every breath that is taken by every evolving soul. As the fifth dimensional solar light bodies are integrated moment by moment with every breath. This is the initial impulse of the physical manifestation of Christ consciousness through the masses of humanity in the physical plane of Earth. The full momentum of the new Earth in all of her splendor and glory, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I accept that this activity of light has been God victoriously accomplished right here and right now through the full divine momentum of the collective I Am Presence, the collective Christ within every evolving soul, and the highest level of divine Christ consciousness that humanity is experiencing at this moment. I ask that this activity of light be increased daily and hourly with every breath I take. Allow me and the divinity within every heart flame now, under the direction of every I Am Presence, to be the open door for the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. Allow me and all humanity to be a force of healing for all life. As we continue this earthly sojourn into the realms of infinite perfection. Magnetize into my sphere of influence every person, place, condition, or thing that I can assist in any way with God's healing light. Give me the divine opportunities to love all life free on this sweet earth. And through the Christ within every heart flame, through the I Am Presence now with full dominion of every evolving soul, I decree, I am open, I am willing, I am receptive, I am grateful. I am God's healing flame in action on earth. As God's most holy flame, I am. I am, I am, and so it is. Through this new higher level of Christ consciousness, I understand that I am the perfection of God. All energy comes from the heart of all that is, my Father, Mother, God. And I know that I am that light. Everything that seems like solid matter is actually pulsating divine energy. All life is one and responds instantly to this divine love that is now flowing through me from the balance of my Mother God. Through my heart flame, my physical body is refined and filled with this light. And I am in the world, but not of it. My heart flame is now able to express the love of God within all life. And I am the voice of my I Am presence. I move into these new frequencies daily and hourly with the harmony and balance, with joy. Humanity and planet Earth are awakening, and so it is. Now on the holy breath, I return my consciousness to the room and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these energies to be assimilated in my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as I breathe in and exhale for a few minutes and just allow these energies to resonate within me. Beloved ones, I want to thank you for your willingness to be the open door and for the light of God that you are adding to the world. I am Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. Please tune in with us next week as we continue our activities of light, expanding the light of the world for all life on this precious planet.